So, what is the one trick in your arsenal that you think has worked more than others? I'm not talking technique now. I'm talking about some kind of out of the box kind of unique thing that you do that has worked and works consistently.
Well, I just all my success is all goes to my bugle. And like I said, most guys will never learn to use a bugle sufficiently. And I felt that my best thing that I do is my bugle, and because I can sound like a real elk. I mean, I fool elk, I fool people. Once I made a video of we were trying to do video elk calling, and I called in so many people that we just started calling in the hunters, and it was amazing. It was funny. Some guys were good sports about it. Some guys wanted to fight. I had one guy I thought was going to pull a pistol and kill me.
Well, especially if he just ran, three canyons away.
Oh, absolutely. I had a friend of mine. His name is Chuck Lindy. He goes by the name of Windy Lindy, and he was hunting on the Idaho Montana border where I was hunting. And I knew he was on the other mountain range. And when I started bugling, he answered me on the mountain to the west of me. And I knew it was him because I could see him with my binoculars. So pretty soon I look at him and he's running down the mountain. I mean, he's got 2,000 feet, 1,000 down and 1,000 back up. And I'm talking about a 40-degree slope. So I thought, well, I got to tell him that it's not an elk. So I give him a turkey call,
What did you say, turkey call?
Turkey call, I give him a cluck, And I see him stop, And then I can see him give me the finger. But he thanked me. Like 2 days later when he come by, he says, "I knew that was you with it." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, thanks for giving me the turkey call." He says, "I was headed down there." And the funny thing is when I was hunting with Charlie White one day, we got on this bull and we were chasing him, and he would hold up, and we were just, I bet we chased him 5 miles. And every time he would get into the timber on the slope, and we'd get there, and there'd always be an opening, So I'd bugle, and then he'd take off. We'd take off after him. Well, I had some other hunters come in on that bull, and they happened to be from Pennsylvania. And anyway, the bull ended up running off, and we ended up cutting over the hill to head to the highway on the other side where we could catch a ride. And we run across the hunters as we come up the hill. They were all set up with their bows and stuff, and what I did is I give them a turkey call, two or three times as I walked up the hill. And as we finally got up to them, we said, "Well, we surrender, we give up, we're just people." They start telling us about this big bull that was bugling down below them, and they said, "Did you know there's turkeys here too?" Charlie says, "Oh, them Yankees, it just turned my stomach," she said. She says, "Aren't they creepy?" So, but anyway, she gave them hell because they were from Pennsylvania. They had that strong northeastern accent, and her being from Mississippi, she says, "Oh, they just make your skin crawl, little Yankees."
Yeah, well, you could stop there. Because I'm from the East and I have a strong Northeastern accent.
You don't really. You don't really. The guys from Pennsylvania, really. I mean, they come out here and it sounds almost like they're Canadian. And the guys from North Dakota, too,
We have about 10 or 15% of my visitors are from Pennsylvania so thank you for offending them, about 10,000 guys.